Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Congresswoman Dina Titus for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Tamarack Casino is giving away $100,000 through November 28th. You heard that right. Tamarack is giving away $100,000 guaranteed. Every Friday and Saturday, Tamarack will give away $5,000 nightly. And on October 30th and November 28th, Tamarack will be giving away $20,000 in all cash grand prizes guaranteed. Don't miss your chance to win big.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted, as always, to welcome back to the program Congresswoman Dina Titus of CD1. Pleasure to have you back on the program, and congratulations on your re-election.
Well, thank you, Sam. It's always good to see you, even if it's just virtually.
I agree 100%. So we're taping this so people know on the morning of November 12th. And, you know, I've got a whole list of questions here, but what are your thoughts at this point on everything that's going on?
Well, I'm glad that the election turned out the way it did, but I'm ready for it to be resolved. There's no evidence of any fraud in any of these elections where they're suing and demanding recounts. They finally dropped the last suit. I think it was the fifth suit they had in Nevada. We have a Republican Secretary of State. Georgia has a Republican Secretary of State. He says he's not seen any improprieties. So it's just time for the president to admit that he lost, and let's move on.
Karl Rove in the Wall Street Journal wrote a column saying that he didn't see any path to the president being reelected at this point. Did that surprise you at all?
Well, you never know about Karl Rove, even though he's native Nevada and he's a pretty rock-rib Republican and has been with the president all this time. So if he's even admitting it, and I understand from some of the White House chatter that top advisors and children and even maybe the first lady are saying, hey, let's put this behind us and think about the future. And that's certainly what would be in the best interest of the country.
Do you have concerns about a delay in the transition? Because we did last time see a delay in the transition with Gore versus Bush and that whole court battle. Do you have concerns that you want to share?
Well, I do. You know, Gore versus Bush was a matter of just a handful of votes in one state. It's not like five states and tens of thousands of votes. So you can't say that Trump is doing what Gore did. It's just apples and oranges. We have heard some people from the Defense Department, from our security and intelligence agencies saying that this puts us in a vulnerable position internationally if we don't get something resolved. And the new president president needs to begin to have the briefings of what's going on. Even some Republican senators have said that it's time for that to occur. I chair the subcommittee that oversees GSA, and GSA has the responsibility of freeing up the funds and declaring the election done, and they are not doing that. So I spearheaded a letter to the GSA saying, what's the holdup and why aren't you releasing those funds and get busy? So I'm hoping that they will respond to that, because my co-signers to the letter were two other co-chairs of chairs of subcommittees that oversee various governmental functions.
President-elect Biden is not getting security briefings that would normally be given to a president-elect. Would he be able to get those from Speaker Pelosi or Leader Schumer?
No, they come from the State Department and from the intelligence agencies. But I believe it was Senator Lankford who said that if he doesn't start getting them by Friday, they're going to step in and call on the State Department and the agencies to do that. Some of the holdup is that these agencies are loyal to the president. You heard Secretary of State Pompeo say, we're going to have a nice transition to the second Trump administration. So that's why they're not responding with this information.
Do you also think that it's positioning for 2024? There's definitely been talk about Secretary Pompeo running. So aren't we already in that fight?
Well, we've heard that Trump is even talking about running in 2024. You know, in politics, Sam, as well as I do, that 10 days can be an eternity, much less 4 years. So I think we need to get this election resolved before we start worrying about who the Republicans are going to pick on their side, because their party's in shambles and who knows who's going to emerge over there.
All right. So let me ask you this, because for me, the good news, and whatever side was going to win, I wanted it to be a large number so that there was no arguments after the fact. And even though we are seeing some arguments, it's not as bad as it would have been if it had been incredibly close. But 77 million voted for Biden, but 70 million voted for Trump. What does that say to you?
Well, it does say that the country is very divided. I was surprised that that many people still stood by him, even with all the evidence of the lies and the scandals and the fact that he hasn't fulfilled his promises to so many people who are hurting right now, and that he hasn't had a lead role in trying to get us through this pandemic. So it's surprising to me, and maybe the polls were wrong because a lot of people just didn't want to admit that they were going to vote for Trump, but yet they did on election day.
I think public polling is dead as far as, you know, every last cycle that we've seen, the numbers have just been ridiculous. And so, that's my personal opinion there. We had the head of the Washoe County Republican Party on the program, and he was talking about how none of the above came in second in Nevada to the Democrats, and the Republican Party was third, but that was where the opportunity was. And as you saw, the Republicans had a surprisingly strong showing considering what we had been led to believe by media reports prior to the election.
Well, it's like you were saying about polling. It's gotten very difficult to do effective polling. There are so many subgroups. So many people don't have home phones. It's more like now you need to do micro-targeting. It's just like a lot of the comments about the Hispanic vote. If we've learned anything, if we didn't know this before, it's that the Hispanic vote is not monolithic. You got to look at different people in different places at different times in their lives and from different countries. And polling has a hard time getting down to that minuscule level.
You're obviously in a very comfortable Democratic district, as is Congressman Amadei. But Senator Cancela was on the program, and she was talking about the fact that in most races, there's only a 3 to 5% difference in the result. And so, you know, do you look at 2014 as not an aberration, but a potential for the future?
Well, it's hard to say. In Nevada, we've always had very close elections. You've seen some people win by just a handful of votes for some of these legislative seats. That's why we said all along that we thought it would be close, because we were looking at what was happening on the ground, not just those polls from 30,000 feet, as they say. We fought hard for every single vote, and that's what we always do. You know, Richard Bryan is the one who said that there are two ways to run, unopposed or scared, and that's what we did. We knocked doors, we handed out literature, we phone banked, we texted, everything we could to turn out the vote for Joe Biden, knowing that it was going to be tough.
Were you surprised at how tough the race for CD3 was?
No, not really. That's been a swing district for a long time. They put a lot of money in it because it was one of the seats they thought they could take because Trump won it last time. They used some personal things against Susie. But then in the end, it wasn't all that close. And Stevens' district is a 10% Democratic district. Nobody should have ever really been worried about that. And Culinary put a lot of effort into turning out the vote in that district.
What did you think the difference was in terms of getting out the vote because of coronavirus versus a normal year? Because obviously knocking on doors was not an option in most cases.
Well, it was a very different year for campaigning, and I didn't really like it at first because I'm so used to being out there on the hustings, shaking hands and kissing babies, and I miss that because I enjoy seeing people. But we adapted to this kind of Zoom call. We did our convention by Zoom, and that was a great success. People loved that, giving the state votes within the state so they could see people in their own environment. We'll probably do that again. But you're right, it put off door knocking till the very end, and there was very little of that. It was mostly lit hanging and phone banking.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We have lots more topics for Congresswoman Dina Titus after this timeout.
Tamarack Casino is giving away $100,000 through November 28th. You heard that right. Tamarack is giving away $100,000 guaranteed. Every Friday and Saturday, Tamarack will give away $5,000 nightly. And on October 30th and November 28th, Tamarack will be giving away $20,000 in all cash grand prizes guaranteed. Don't miss your chance to win big.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus. Let's talk about travel and tourism. It was kind of a surprise to me that after Las Vegas Sands had invested so much money into their employees throughout this whole coronavirus deal, that the word is out there that Las Vegas Sands is putting the Las Vegas properties on the block and looking at about $6 billion for both the Venetian Palazzo and for the convention center, the Sands Convention Center. You couldn't even build those properties for that kind of money. What is the signal? What's the message you're getting?
Well, I don't have any access to inside decision-making there, certainly. But, you know, over the last few years, they've been getting more of their revenue from Asia than from Las Vegas anyway. And we don't know that this is a final deal. There are rumors going around of some people who might be interested, but that remains to be seen. We have heard that it may take 2 years. Some of the economists are predicting that it'll take 2 years to get back to where we were before the virus hit. But people want to come, and as soon as it's available, I think you'll see things skyrocket back here in Las Vegas with the new convention center, the new big hotels on the strip, the new Raiders stadium. All the sports teams will draw people back once we feel like, or they feel like, it's safe to come. And I've even heard some reports that the McCarran Airport is recovering faster than many of the big metropolitan airports around the country. Now, it's not nearly back to where it was, but it is recovering more rapidly than those other communities.
I'm not disagreeing with anything you've just said, and I think the pent-up demand, certainly on a locals level around the country as well as in Las Vegas, has been huge. And you're seeing traffic being backed up on the 15 on the weekends as people are trying to leave Las Vegas. But it is that convention business in the midweek that's missing that is hurting some of the companies. You're absolutely right, the Las Vegas Sands makes a ton of their income from Asia, but so does Wynn. And yet Wynn, you know, you saw their stock price go up an insane amount, 27% the other day, which was an amazing jump based on the news about the vaccine. Can you share any of the rumors that, you know, of potential buyers that you've heard for Las Vegas Sands?
No, not really, Sam. I just what I've read in the paper. I don't know who might be there. Just maybe some of the same people who looked at Caesars a while back. Just not sure.
But it's certainly not a fire sale type situation, even though the price that they're asking is not a huge amount.
No, and then, you know, they do have that convention center that is connected to the monorail. And so when conventions start to come back, I think you'll see that business be more valuable. We are missing those conventions. We didn't have the CES this year, Consumer Electronics, the big auto show, the big private general aviation show, just so many that to say they're coming back next year, and we certainly hope they are. And this news about the vaccine is very promising. That'll make a big difference.
Oh, no, absolutely. Even though, you know, you talk to people, and I'm sure you have done as well, that half the people you talk to say, well, I'm not going to take it the first couple of years until, you know, we see. I on the other hand, am going to be first in line if there's a vaccine available.
Pfizer is certainly a reputable company, and if they come with it after it's been tested and certified and gone through all the steps with the healthcare experts, the key will be getting out good information to the public so they'll know that it's safe to take it, and then having a good distribution set up so that it is accessible. President-elect Biden has said he wants that to be available to people for free, so that might be an additional incentive.
Well, I was thinking, you know, and tell me what your thoughts are on this idea that, you know, because of the interest rate being so close to zero, that the United States government could give whatever Pfizer would think would be, you know, their profit for the next 10 years on this vaccine, give them that amount of billions of dollars, make the vaccine open source so that every vaccine company could manufacture that vaccine, and you would get much faster distribution all over the world.
Well, that's a possibility. You know, up till now, Pfizer hasn't taken that federal money. They've been investing themselves and see it as a way to contribute. So we'll see what happens, but it certainly is encouraging.
What are your concerns about the workforce in Las Vegas? Because, you know, with so many people unemployed, at some point they're either going to have to move or go into a different field. And so when the economy does come back from Las Vegas, where are the workers going to come from?
Well, you're right, Sam. The highest unemployment in the country is in my district because it's the heart of Las Vegas, and it's so tied to travel and tourism and the service industry. And some of those jobs aren't coming back. Now, the big casinos will gradually open, and those will come back, but little ancillary businesses may not. and some of those smaller restaurants may not come back. So we've got to be sure that if those jobs aren't there for people, there are alternatives. And that's why there's a lot of funding in the CARES Act and also in the HEROES Act, which we've passed twice in the House, and the Senate just won't take it up, that goes into workforce training so that there are other options. You know, Joe Biden has said he wants to create, is it 10 million new jobs in renewable energy? Nevada's always listed in the top five for potential in sustainability and renewable energy. So I see a lot of those jobs being right here, and that would be great because they're good paying jobs with good benefits.
But are not most of those renewable jobs, certainly for the plants, the solar plants, et cetera, more in construction than they are, you know, ongoing?
Well, IBEW would certainly benefit from that, and some of the other building trades would benefit from the construction side of it, not just the management side. That's what I'm talking about. And if you can get it vertically integrated and get some of the, maybe the solar panels constructed here as well as built into a big field of solar energy production, then that would be another source of jobs. And I think that's what they're looking at.
All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back with Congresswoman Titus after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus of CD1. So we were talking about the HEROES Act, which is the follow-up to the CARES Act, passed in the House, not in the Senate. I am surprised that that did not make a difference in the election, that there was not more funding going to the public especially. Where do you think this is going? Is McConnell ready to cut a deal is, I guess, the basic question.
Well, they've come with another proposal. I think it's about $1.5 trillion, which is up from their $600 billion. So they want to do something, but they say, you know, we're going to wait until the new year. We'll see. We go back for a lame duck session of a couple of weeks starting on Monday, and there's still a big push to try to get it through. And remember, that included the extension of the unemployment, which people still need, another stimulus check, which people certainly enjoyed getting in the mail, and money for state and local governments. That's a big sticking point. There's a lot of other things too, like rental money and training and that sort of thing. But the big point was the money for local and state governments. And that's to help them not have to cut the budget to pay for frontline responders. You saw Governor Sisolak say we might have to look for 12% across the board cuts when we do the budget for the next legislative session. The university system's talking about cuts, school districts are. If we could get that funding from the federal government to help with that, then that would certainly make a huge difference because we're not getting the tax revenue that we were before, either from sales tax or gaming tax, because of the economic downturn that results from this virus.
And would you like to see, we got about a minute left, would you like to see substantial financing for the airline industry? Because Las Vegas, especially with the convention business, relies, and international business, relies on the airlines. And as you well know, because you travel all the time, flights are being cut willy-nilly.
Oh, absolutely, Sam. I sit on the Aviation Subcommittee of Transportation Infrastructure. Twice the House has tried to put the funding into the airlines for those very reasons, and twice the Republicans have turned it down. I do not understand what they're thinking. My goal when we go back and address the infrastructure package is to be sure that travel and tourism have a seat at the table. I co-chair that caucus, and that's going to be really critical, not just for Nevada, but for lots of parts of the country.
Just a very quick answer to this. Infrastructure has been a topic all the way through the Trump administration. The Biden administration is talking about it as well, but construction is at full tilt. Where would the workers come if you don't have immigration reform?
Well, certainly immigration reform would help, but there are a lot of workers who are sitting on the sidelines now because construction isn't going on during this downturn. I think it will be key. Trump never got it done. The House has a bill called Moving Forward that we've passed. Our chairman, DeFazio, has already talked to the Biden transition team, and they say they're going to make it a priority because it's not ideological. Everybody needs bridges and roads. There's a good chance we can get it through, and it puts people to work as well as products to market, and in our case, people to market.
And that's where we have to leave it. Never enough time, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for doing this, as always.
Thank you, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.